I wish I could say I had a glass of wine and that was my, it was a weak moment for Bill Bush. It's funny, I'm here tonight because I was inspired by Barry, who I grew up with, and I came with another good friend of ours to come for a story, and my parents, I feel like they grew up here because they've been here for so long. But when I got here and I saw Bill and I didn't know it was his thing, I called my mom and she came during dinner. So it's a little full circle. And so I guess my story is full circle friendship in Fairfield. I think I pretty much grew up in Fairfield, although I was born in New York. And when had a really kind of sweet, kind of predictable childhood with great families and friends. But I think the best memories I have of my childhood are watching my parents and their friends and the things that they would do to, for, and with each other. Holidays and celebrations. Holidays and celebrations, just shenanigans. Like, I probably couldn't share too many of those stories. But also their care for one another through life's happenings. So I went to Jennings School, Tomlinson, and Ludlow High School, Roger Ludlow High School. The last graduating class. And I decided I needed to go to college someplace where I was anything but Fairfield County, and I'm not exactly sure why, after having had a really kind of adorable childhood here, that I really couldn't wait to get out of here, but I was not coming back. And I did not come back for 18 years. So I went to college in Ohio. I moved to Colorado almost directly from there. I lived home for a short time before I traveled, moved to New Hampshire, got married and moved to Bellingham, Washington, which is about as far away from Fairfield as you can get, and that was right where I was staying. And as life happens, I came home unexpectedly, and I was reluctant, but you always can come home. My parents always said, you know, that I always knew, no matter what, however life played itself out, that I could go home. And I remember driving around town saying, okay, I guess this is where I'm going to be living. I got to check this out. And having grown up here, I knew there were only a few neighborhoods that I would live in. But I still, under the circumstances, I was a new mother and a newly divorced mother. And I was not ready to talk to anybody. And I had already had one of those really horrible experiences at the Horseshoe where I said, I will actually go out, you know, and I sat in the darkest corner and we saw two of our friends from high school and I just got saying, oh my gosh, I can't leave until they leave. And we did get busted and they were both recently divorced back home living with their parents as I was. I thought, there's no way I could, what are you doing home? Oh, just visiting. There's no way that was my story, but it was. And I remember driving around looking for a neighborhood to live in, and I'm driving up this neighborhood and there's a tree down, and I thought, oh, and sitting on the tree is my good friend from growing up, Duffy Kilbride, Duffy Driscoll, and I couldn't avoid her. And it was this choice of, you know, what do I do? So there I was with my baby, newly divorced, home, and she not only has been just an incredible friend, but as life has played out, has been just an incredible support, and I feel like through all my friends back in town, I'm doing exactly what my parents had done. It's a great friendships, lots of laughter, and friendships that connect to make life's challenges much easier.